We begin with this most holy Mass on this evening, the great Paschal Triduum, the high point of not just our church year. This is the high point, the very reason for our faith. A few years ago, celebrating the Mass of the Lord's Supper, Pope Francis, in his sermon, drew attention to what St. John the Evangelist says at the beginning of this very gospel. And it's a beautiful way of understanding why the Lord Jesus perfected the ancient Passover rite with the institution of the Most Holy Eucharist and the sacred priesthood. He took note that the evangelist says Jesus knew his hour was coming, and as he loved them in the world, he would love them to the end. We wouldn't understand this if we thought that end meant the next day with Jesus dying on the cross. That's not the end. The end is the end of time, when Jesus himself said he would come on the clouds of heaven with the angels of God to hand all things over to the Father at that moment of the last judgment. That's the end. But the Holy Father went on to note this statement made during the account of one element of that Last Supper is so important. He said it's just not a coincidence that Jesus loves his disciples to the end and kneels and washes their feet as he institutes the Holy Eucharist and the priesthood, because he tells them, as I have done for you, you also must do for one another. In other words, when we celebrate the holy sacrifice of the Mass, it is the unbloody representation of the sacrifice of Calvary. That's the true food. As Jesus identified himself as the living bread come down from heaven earlier in St. John's Gospel, it now all comes together. That old Passover ritual was an accurate prefigurement of Jesus Christ. We eat his body, we drink his blood. That's not only what identifies us with him, that is to be the food for our journey to heaven. no wonder the church has referred to the Most Holy Eucharist as the very source and summit of our lives. It truly is. And so on this night, as we begin to celebrate the very mysteries of our salvation, we do so by remembering but making present again on this altar the very element that helps us understand that Jesus loves us in this world and to the end. He gives us himself. As each of us approaches and receives our Lord, body, blood, soul, and divinity in Holy Communion this evening, understand that if you allow him, he will consume you with his life and his love as you eat his body and drink his blood. It is the real food, the true food, as he tells us. Without it, you and I are lost. With it, we have the hope of heaven. Mm-hmm.